never seemed entirely comfortable living here, where I died. It happened much too long ago for there to be any trace left of what happened here. But everyone who has lived here since has been able to tell that something is wrong, even if they could never quite explain why. The wall has been repaired and repainted, the blood-stained carpet removed and replaced. But sometimes in the night, I've seen one tenant or another startle awake, as if hearing echoes of that gunshot. You've done it too, more times than I can count, more times than any of the others. Maybe it's because you've managed to live here the longest of any of them, without packing up and moving on, away from the uneasiness that grips you every time you step inside your own home. Maybe somehow you're more sensitive to my presence than they were. Or maybe it's because I watch you sleep every night. I've watched the people who have lived here over the years because there's really nothing else for me to do. I'm bound here to the place where I was killed. There were no choirs of angels waiting to welcome me to heaven, and no demons sent to drag me down to hell. I stood over my own body where I lay on the floor and watched the blood pool beneath me. I watched the man I loved toss the gun out of his gloved hand and walk calmly from the room like nothing out of the ordinary had happened. I don't know why he killed me. I don't know if he was ever caught. Sometimes I think that must be why I'm still here, to find out. But no one lived here for months after my murder. And when someone finally did, she hardly ever watched the news. There was nothing about me. Now, it's been so long, I don't think I'll ever know the truth. But then other times, I wonder if this is just what death is. If everyone remains behind to haunt the place where they died, I don't know. There isn't anyone to explain it to me. The soul of every person who has ever died might be out there. But if no one else died here where I did, then I wouldn't know. Or maybe they're here too, and I just can't see them. I don't know. There's no one I can ask. But I see the living, so I watch them. I don't mean to frighten anyone. I'm no vengeful spirit bent on chasing unwelcome guests from my home. When you're away, I look out the bedroom window and watch people pass on the street outside. Little girls on bikes with streamers on the handles. Teenage boys on skateboards, couples out for a jog to the park and back, or walking their dogs. Normal people living their normal lives like I did. And when you're home, I watch you. I'm almost always in the room with you. With the first few tenants, I tried to respect their privacy, never following them into the bathroom or watching them undress. But as the years went by, it seemed less and less important. And there were plenty of people who lived here that I had no interest in seeing naked. But you. And so I follow you from room to room. I watch TV with you. Though half the time I hate whatever show you've got on. I'm in the shower with you, listening to you sing. I like that. Your taste in music is better than TV. I'm listening when you mutter to yourself while you're cooking, watching the steady motions of your hands as you chop vegetables, hovering nearby and wishing I could smell the food you've got on the stove. I have sight, and I have sound, but no smell, no taste, and worst of all, no touch. Because I want to touch you. I ache to touch you. I remember the feel of a man's hands on my body, and I wish that I still had a body for you to feel. It's hardest at night watching you in bed. Sometimes I'm lurking in the corner of the room so I can see your whole body as you stretch across that big, empty mattress all by yourself. Other times I'm right there next to you, pretending that I'm real and really lying beside you. A few times you've rolled over right through me, which makes you shiver and murmur in your sleep. I wonder if I'm giving you nightmares, but even if I am, I don't think I could stop. I need to be there. I need you. I don't have anyone else. Even worse than that, though, is when you're touching yourself. Sometimes when you're gone for half the night, I wonder if you were with someone, but you've never brought anyone home. I've never seen you make love to a woman. I'd like to. I'd like to watch you kissing her, undressing her. I want to see your hands roam your body while I pretend it's me you're caressing. Maybe someday. Or maybe not. Maybe you'll never bring a lover here because of me. Because you sense me somehow. The nightmares. The odd fits of shivering. That prickling feeling that dances across your skin when you know you're alone, but you don't feel like you are. A part of you knows I'm here, which is why you won't bring anyone home to your bed. And so I have to be satisfied watching you touch yourself. But I'm not. I can't be. Watching you slip your thick cock out of your boxers, seeing your hand wrapping around it and stroking, how could I be satisfied with that? I want to touch you myself. I want to feel the velvety skin of your cock with one hand while I cup your balls with the other, playing with you, teasing you until you beg me to fuck you. Then I'd press your shoulders into the mattress while I climbed on top of you and sank down onto your shaft slowly, oh, so slowly, listening to you moan as my heat surrounded you. Your hands would be on my hips as I rode you, gently at first, then harder and faster as we push each other higher and higher. Then you come, and you're not inside of me, and I can't pretend anymore that you are. I remember how it felt to be touched. But those memories and this fantasy I have of you, they aren't enough. You roll over and fall asleep, sated and satisfied. And I settle beside you on the bed, insubstantial and unfulfilled, aching for something I'll never feel again.